ghosts have murdered only 7 people.
We have painted a bloody picture, but it is only a small part of what actually takes place.
From a journey into a world where nightmare becomes reality.
You're listening to The World of Horror, and my name's Andy. Join me as I take a closer look at some lesser-known horror movies. So today's film is called Lurking Fear. It's a 1994 horror film. It could be classified as a crime thriller slash creature feature, and it's loosely based on the H.P. Lovecraft short story, The Lurking Fear. This movie was produced by Charles Band's Full Moon Entertainment and written and directed by C. Courtney Joyner. The director, C. Courtney Joyner, is known for doing some other Full Moon movies. He did the screenplay for Dr. Mordred. He wrote From a Whisper to a Scream. And the 2001 action movie, Instinct to Kill, he wrote the script for that. And he did a lot of writing for some other Full Moon movies and some other B-movie type films, it looks like. But as far as directing, this was his second film that he directed. He first directed Transfers 3, and then he directed Tomb of Terror. And it was produced by Charles Band, who is well known in the horror community as the creator of Full Moon Productions, Full Moon Entertainment. He used to have Empire Pictures back in the 80s, and that went under, so he created Full Moon Pictures after that. The score was composed by Jim Manzi. He has quite a resume for composing scores. He did the score for From a Whisper to a Scream in 1987. He did the score for Stepfather 2. He did the score for Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. He did the score for Tales from the Dark Side of the Movie, Pumpkinhead 2, Night of the Demons 2, Bloodsurf. So yeah, he has quite a resume for making scores for horror movies, which that's kind of cool. The cinematographer was Adolfo Bartoli, and he actually worked as a camera operator in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And he was a lighting technician for Jason and the Argonauts back in the 60s. And he's also had a hand in Power Rangers movie too, for some of the lighting and camera departments. As far as actors in this movie, we have Ashley Lawrence, who everybody knows from Hellraiser. I mean, she's a big name in the horror movie field, just for the Hellraiser movies, basically. She was also in the new Creepshow series a couple years ago. And we also have Jeffrey Combs, another well-known name. He starred in Reanimator in 1985, The Frighteners in 1996, Would You Rather in 2012. He was also in Star Trek Deep Space Nine and lots of other movies. We also have John Finch, who also starred in Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy, but he is a pretty well-known British actor. He got his start in films with in supporting roles in the Hammer Studio horror classics The Vampire Lovers in 1970 and The Horror of Frankenstein in 1970. The movie also stars Blake Adams, and he is known for some of their Full Moon pictures, and also he looks like he was in The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. with Bruce Campbell. Writer-director C. Courtney Joyner had a lot of problems working with John Finch. Finch wouldn't even listen to the basic directorial commands such as cut or action, and wanted to act his character in his own way. Joyner has said that he regrets not being more in control as a director, and has gone on to say that he chalks it up as one of his rookie mistakes. And David Hemmings was originally chosen for the role of Bennett, but John Finch got the part instead, after it was decided that Hemmings, who had just directed a film that turned out to be a hit, would most likely not want to listen to a new director and do things his own way. Ironically, as it turned out, that's precisely what Finch did. This movie was originally supposed to be made by Empire Pictures and directed by Stuart Gordon. And Gordon's version was supposed to have been a tribute to the Warner Brothers gangster films of the 30s. Barbara Crampton was also set to star in this version as a wisecracking reporter. And Christopher Lee had also been considered for a role in the film, but was too expensive. In a dispute over the film's budget, Full Moon Entertainment cut off their partnership with Paramount, which had already released several Full Moon films on video cassette since 1989, starting with Puppet Master, and Oblivion in 1994 would be the last Full Moon movie to see a video release from Paramount. This movie was filmed in Romania, and Jeffrey Combs later went on to admit that he didn't enjoy working in Romania. Two actors from the Batman franchise appear in the film, Vincent Schiavelli, who played the organ grinder in Batman Returns, and Jeffrey Combs, who would go on to voice the Scarecrow and Question in the DC Animated Universe. So yeah, Vincent Schiavelli, I kind of forgot about him. Vincent Schiavelli, he's largely known as a character actor. If you see his face, you'll recognize him pretty easily. He was in movies such as Ghost, Tomorrow Never Dies, the James Bond movie, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai. He was in an episode of The X-Files, which is a really good one. Oliver Reed was actually considered for the part of Bennett as well, but producer Charles Band rejected the idea. The release date for the film was July 27, 1994, and with a budget of $1 million.
The producers of Reanimator and From Beyond take you to a town on the edge of madness, where people have become prey for an evil under the ground.
These damn things have been living under our feet and tearing us apart for 20 years.
A lurking fear that hides an unholy fortune.
In that cemetery is buried a guy who is stuffed with money. This is your family legacy, kid.
No.
Don't even breathe.
Hey, I don't know what you people got going on here.
As soon as we blow the cemetery, you can walk away.
Criminals have come to dig for treasure.
Well, I'll make all of this very easy for you. I'm just here for the money.
In a cemetery of the damned. And hell has risen to hunt them. Frenzy's John Finch. Blake Bailey. Hellraiser's Ashley Lawrence. Ghost's Vincent Schiavelli. And Reanimator's Jeffrey Combs. In H.P. Lovecraft's The Lurking Fear.
So for the plot of this movie, we have a guy named John Martins, and he is just being released from prison, and he's saying he did some prison time for a crime that he didn't commit, so we're not really sure what the whole story is behind that, but he's getting out of prison, and he's been in contact with one of his father's partners in crime, who is a mortician, and this mortician has something for John that John's father left for him before he passed away. And so it's kind of like a crime family, you know, this is just, it's kind of runs in the family. So John goes and visits the mortician, his name's Nags. And so the mortician has a treasure map that John is supposed to use to find a treasure. It's basically, it's a bunch of money buried with a corpse in a graveyard in a little town called Lefferts Corners. And so John travels there, and what John doesn't realize is that Lefferts Corners is being terrorized. It has a problem. The townspeople are being terrorized by some monstrous residents that live underground, and they have tunnels all throughout the town that lead up to each house, each place in town, to where these creatures can basically terrorize anybody anywhere that they want. And in the very beginning of the film, we get a cold open where we have Ashley Lawrence, who's visiting her sister. She comes to actually take her sister away from the town because her sister is very distraught. Her sister just had a baby, and her sister is afraid for her baby's life. And so Ashley Lawrence is there to take her sister away, but her sister doesn't want to leave at night because she says it's not safe. And, you know, Ashley Lawrence doesn't really know what she's talking about, so they just plan on staying the night. And Ashley Lawrence plays Catherine. And so, but in the midst of everything, while they're talking, there is a hole in the wall of her sister's house where there is something watching them. The sister goes off to do something else, and Catherine is supposed to stay and watch the baby. So Ashley Lawrence's character is supposed to kind of watch the baby and make sure nothing happens to the baby. Well, Ashley Lawrence's character falls asleep, and this creature takes it upon itself to take advantage of the situation and busts open these boards that are over the hole in the wall. And it starts to try to grab the baby's crib and drag it into the hole. And the mother comes in, the sister comes in, just in the nick of time and stops it from taking the baby anyway. But then the monster does grab the mother and drags her into the hole. And it's very bloody, very gory. So Ashley Lawrence's character, Catherine, is left to kind of take matters into her own hands. This is kind of like later on in the movie when John, our main character, John, he gets to Lefferts Corners to claim his money. He runs into a situation where Catherine and the local doctor, Dr. Haggis, who's played by Jeffrey Combs, they're both trying to set explosives to eliminate the creatures that are terrorizing the town. And so John doesn't know anything about this. He just goes and he kind of gets caught up in the middle of this. But what the townspeople and John don't know is that there is another group of criminals that are on John's tail. They go and talk to the mortician, Nags, and they find out where this treasure is at, and they actually kill Nags. So they go to follow John to Lefferts Corner to claim their money, which they feel like is rightfully theirs. And so we have kind of three parties with three different agendas kind of converging in one spot. And this really kind of reminds me of like a movie like From Dusk Till Dawn, where you have, it kind of has this crime thriller piece attached to like a horror movie. And so that's kind of an interesting, a creative decision there to kind of make this story more than just based on the Lovecraft story. You have this crime thriller part thrown in too. And so it really kind of adds more to the story because, you know, the story that this is based off of was a short story. So there wasn't a whole lot of source material to make a full feature length film out of. So I can see where they were going. It makes sense to kind of add a little bit more to the story. The story kind of goes on from there. We kind of get a movie where our characters are trapped in a local church by the cemetery. They're trapped in there by these creatures, but also they're trapped in there by these criminals that come and are holding them hostage until somebody fesses up about where the money's at. So we get this kind of tense situation where the criminals, who's led by Bennett. Bennett is played by John Finch. And he's the leader of the criminals. You have Bennett, who's the leader of the criminals, and you have Ms. Marlowe, who she's kind of a femme fatale. And then you have kind of the muscle of the group. His name is Pierce. He's kind of like the main enforcer of the group, the one that really does the killing, the dirty work. And to kind of round out the crew as the townspeople, you have a father, reverend, like a priest, Father Poole. And you also have a pregnant woman there as well to kind of complicate matters. This is a full moon picture, and I don't normally like full moon. I generally kind of stay away from full moon pictures. I don't know, they just have a certain thing that I don't know. They have a certain quality that just doesn't appeal to me. I don't know, I can't really put my finger on it, but I did give this one a chance because it was based on H.P. Lovecraft. And so the set design, having a set in Romania was probably a good choice because they were able to build up these really cool sets. You know, the church that a lot of the action takes place was really a cool set. The set design was pretty good in this. I like that. The creature design was pretty good. The creature effects were really good. And then, of course, you have Jeffrey Combs and Ashley Lawrence. Those are both great actors. So they really kind of hold the film on their shoulders. We do have some pretty decent special effects. There's some decent kills in this one. Definitely not a slow burn. There's a lot of action to this movie, which I appreciate. This movie is a short movie. It's only like an hour and 16 minutes long. So it's definitely one you can throw on in an afternoon and just get a quick creature feature in. And this movie has kind of an interesting twist that I didn't realize until the end. I don't know if I've actually read the short story Lurking Fear. So I don't know if how close this follows to the original story. So that twist at the end, I might have known about it if I would have read the short story first. But that's okay, because it kind of left a little surpriser for me. I kind of liked where the story went. And, you do have some characters to root for. You know, John, even though he's kind of a criminal, and Catherine and Dr. Haggis are townspeople. They're kind of at odds with each other in some points. But it kind of gives you a cast to root for. You have the great villains with Bennett and the other criminals that are taking people hostage. So overall, this is a fun movie. It's one you can kind of turn your brain off and just watch. And, you know, if you know anything about Full Moon, you kind of know what you're getting yourself into. This is one of the earlier, you know, this is like a mid-90s movie, so I feel like people kind of generally like the earlier stuff from Full Moon better than like the later stuff, but yeah, this is a decent flick. A lot of good creature action too, and some good kills, some decent special effects. So I give this a thumbs up. And this movie was streaming on Amazon Prime, and it's also on Tubi, but Prime has the HD version, so that's the way I watched it. So definitely go check it out, and thanks for tuning into the episode and checking out my thoughts on Lurking Fear. And once again, my name's Andy, and you've been listening to The World of Horror.